More history has been made early here in the fall campaign of 2025. Eddie Greer III, another edition postcast of Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports here starts right now here on this Friday. Happy weekend, folks. Friday, September 5th, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this latest edition of this podcast, which will come out tomorrow morning. And it'll be a big weekend for this podcast because pregame will come out tomorrow as well, ahead of the Army match. But we're talking women's volleyball here on this latest episode. Make sure you like, if you're a big K-State fan, make sure you go ahead and hit the subscribe button, like the alarm bell every time we update content every day. This Everyday Kansas State podcast, y'all will be first to be notified about that. How about Kansas State women's volleyball? Women's sports can't lose right now, baby. If you can combine women's volleyball and women's soccer, these records, 8-0 in a draw. K-State sweeps Nevada earlier today in Morgan Family Arena by a count of 3-0. And you might as well throw on top of it, K-State women's volleyball has yet to still lose a set in 2025. Sweep over Nevada to conclude the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Classic there. And, of course, we'll take the title that as well. Nevada, right? 25-19, 25-15, 25. This was just straight-up domination this afternoon by the Lady Cats. 25-13, Nevada. Most points scored in the set this afternoon, 19. And handing Nevada another loss by them, K-State. 12 consecutive sets without dropping one. And more importantly, you have no losses in the loss column. And that made the longest set streak to start off K-State women's volleyball program history. And on top of that, even more layers to add to this impressive start for K-State women's volleyball, right? They have not allowed an opponent. And of course, they have not played a road game yet. I understand that. But all their matches played at home, they have not allowed an opponent. That includes Nevada today. 21 points in a set here in 2025. Holding opponents to an overall hitting percentage of what? 0-88. That's pretty, that is also impressive there as well. And now K-State is now in the group with Iowa State and Colorado as the only three Big 12 programs here so far, as we're in early September, not to lose a set here early on in the volleyball season. And of course now, the 4-0 start is the second time in the Mansfield era. So Jason Mansfield and his team off to a 4-0 start. And this is coming in with kind of a younger team this year with a great veteran presence there. As I talked about before the season kicked off there as well. So here we go. Let's just run it back again with this group of players that earn all tournament nominations. Jordan Williams, Shady Myers, who was the MVP of the K-State Invitational, and Ava LeGrand. Ava LeGrand is off to a great, great start here in 2025. LeGrand, for those that don't know, from Pavilion, Nebraska, and she was named, it's the MVP of the Blue Cross Blue Shield tournament this afternoon after a 333 offensive week, 66 assists. Myers led all players, 24 kills, that's four, averaging four a set, hitting over 300, adding 12 digs, Jordan Williams, eight more blocks to go with 11 kills, 500 hitting percentage. Throwing your other star, Anaya Clinton, your preseason All Big 12, 24 kills, hitting almost 300. Brenna Schmidt, team high 9 blocks. Simone Sims, again, you got a great veteran presence there. And then I'm going to throw in Reagan Fox in here, who did some good, great things early in this tournament, that coming against NC State on the other night, right? So we're seeing building blocks with this team already. You're seeing early momentum going on with this team right now. You couldn't be happier for a start for Jason Mansfield. And of course, Jason Mansfield, this is the second time that Jason Mansfield, head coach Mansfield, has started 4-0. You got to go back to his first year at Kansas State when that team went 4-0. This is the Pro Project Podcast postcast. All things K-State sports. Kansas State women's volleyball. Clean sweep. How many times have we said that? We have now said that 4 times here to start off the year. And this afternoon, manhandling Nevada 3-0. Eddie Greer, the third, for this latest edition of the podcast. This won't come out until tomorrow. And let's just run down the all tournament team there. With K-State being your blue cross, your Wildcat, your Lady Wildcats being the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Classic Champions. We already mentioned our players on here. Also on here, Courtney Bryant, NC State. Rebecca Ring, NC State. Let me see here. And then from Nevada, Haley Brown, outside hitter. And setter, Audrey Jensen. And going back to NC State real quick, Courtney Bryant and Rebecca Ring, respectively, both of those players, outside hitters. And Jason Mansfield. We're going to go with him real quick. And let me see. Let's just go with the overall comments after his team, seeing his team go stay undefeated 4-0 and to capture these. This is their second straight tournament here in 2025. Quote, it's been wonderful to play at home and to start off the season. Obviously, success is always the goal, but I'm really proud of the girls for locking in on each match. These 4 matches in 9 days have gone by so fast, but every day we are focused on preparing for the next opponent the best we could without looking too far ahead, starting with Steve Astor, Kelly O'Connor, and Andrew Mabry. And let me jump in here real quick. That's a staff right there. We're talking about Coach Mansfield. Nice transition. Our staff did a phenomenal job scouting teams we didn't know much about early in the season and preparing the girls in that way. Ultimately, it's up to the players to be ready, and they've done that. It was so great. It was also great to get some younger players into the match today, girls who have been working hard and playing well in practice. The trust within this group has been building over the last couple years, and especially since the spring when a lot of them started playing together, to see that carry over into this season is really exciting. End quote. We're stopped right there with that as well. So, yeah, like I said, you know, spring, they had spring ball just like the women's soccer team did. Yes, the football team did, but to a limited extent. And we're going to talk about, don't worry, we're talking about more about the football team in the pregame, what they need to get right against Army. That's in the pregame, what will come out tomorrow. So a big day for the podcast. You're going to have this postcast rollout and then the pregame ahead of Army. And, of course, we'll have our instant reaction. I'm not going to record that until after the Plaza 10K is a wrap. So I'm not going to record that because my mind's going to be, speaking of getting right, my mind needs to be getting right for the Plaza 10K, and how am I going to get faster? Along with that, build on what has been a steamroll since Duluth, right? And having success there, right? So that's for me right there. So I won't react to any, do my record that reaction until Plaza 10, which Sunday is going to be. So this is going to be a super busy weekend for EG3. This is, again, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Kansas State women's volleyball, your Lady Cats are the Blue Shield and Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas Classic Champions after another, a.k.a. sweep. Not Chiefs. Now, I know the Chiefs are playing here in a little bit as I'm sitting here recording this podcast. 3-0 over Nevada. And let me finish up here real quick. Let me get Ava LeGrand in here real quick. Hit her quotes here. And I'm just going to get her here. Ava LeGrand, following the completion of this tournament, quote, I'm not really too, and she's talking about the early season success of her teammates. Quote, I'm not really too surprised. I'm more proud of everyone especially with this being a noon game. It's been a fast morning, and we could have easily taken it for granted. I'm really proud of everyone, all the girls who went into the game, and everyone who was prepared and dialed in. I think that's something really special about our team. We can count on everyone to do what's right and do their best, end quote, there as well. So, yeah, man, these noon games, whether it's women's volleyball, soccer, cross-country goes early in the morning, football, basketball, these type of games can be tricky. And for this one, for this team to be this locked in early in the season, it's exciting to see what these programs are going to be doing here. Obviously, women's soccer will return to the field in Lincoln on Sunday to take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers here as they put their undefeated streak back on the line there after getting their first draw of the season. But, yeah, so it's really good to hear that this group is locked in and in the early karamity of these players gelling together right now. The great mixture of veteran leaders and young ladies on this team in the karamity again, you know, playing for each other. That's what it's all about in this team right now. Locked in. Again, I understand that all these games are at home in front of your home crowd. I understand that. But it's good to see momentum right now. And speaking of now, away from Morgan Freeman Arena, they're going to be going away for the first time next Thursday. Next Thursday, as they're going to be playing in another classic, the Thunderdome Classic. We're going to find out more answers about this women's volleyball team coming up. In Cali, they're going to be traveling to Cali next Thursday as they're going to be playing, looks like it's going to be playing, host Santa Barbara, obviously, but UC Santa Barbara is the opponent on next Thursday, and then they're going to be playing Northern Colorado that Friday, so back to back matches for the K-State women's volleyball team during the Thunderdome Classic. UC Santa Barbara is the next opponent next Thursday night, and then Northern Colorado the following day. So this is another challenge. So you're going to be playing for the first time back, and all you're going to be on the road for the first time this year. Not only that, you're playing back to back games. So that challenge is by itself there. We'll see if Coach Mansfield's quad can be up to the challenge there, but no, and that importantly, you're going on the road with some momentum, you got a lot of momentum right now, and you're playing good volleyball. We'll see that train keeps on rolling next Thursday and Friday, as the K-State now women's volleyball team now goes on the road to Cali, hosted by UC Santa Barbara, to play in the Thunderdome Classic. We'll see if they can take their third straight tournament. It's going to be a great challenge. Excited to see what this women's volleyball team is going to do after completing yet another sweep here in 2025, taking care of business against Nevada Wolfpack earlier this afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, Google, wherever. You listen to your favorite K-State podcast. If you don't have this on your list, we come at you every single day. I don't know why you don't. We're on there every day, including the weekends. And we have another jam-packed weekend for you guys ahead. I know the cross-country team was in action early this morning. We'll get around to that as well. So in the middle of all of it, between Kansas State hosting Army tomorrow night at Bill Snyder Family Stadium on ESPN. Poppy Nap, we're going to have fresh content for you here by the end of the night. We already recorded it. It's got to be posted on Podbean. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GRIER number 3 EDDID Apostles Podcast for more coverage of your cats there. Alex will be back. Alex Aiden, my co-host, will be back on there next week. And of course, make sure you pass the baton. Tell a fellow K-Stater, alumni, current student, a new resident who moved to Manhattan, whatever, about this podcast. Kansas State 3. Nevada, nothing. The volleyball team off to a tremendous start here in 2025. The women's sports momentum continues to roll on and roll on and roll on, baby. And next in line, the women's soccer team on Sunday afternoon against Lincoln. And the next time Coach Mansfield's squad, hits the court will be next Thursday and Friday at the Thunderdome Classic, hosted by University of California, Santa Barbara. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It is fall. It is cooling off around here. This has been another edition of the Borough Project Podcast, all things KC sports. Not cooling off. Women's sports off to a fast start here in 2025. Go Cats.